Gina Aguirre, and Gabino Cardenas, featuring solos Mia Gonzalez, Gina Aguirre, and Leah Valdivia.
Good evening, Manto Alto. This is Ashley Ledesma, and I'm going to be judging you in the caption of Color Guard this evening. Best of luck. I'm looking forward to your performance. So as we're doing this opening body, make sure that all of the performers are understanding where we want to initiate the movement from. If the upper body is involved, if we're releasing the torso, or if we're just using our portabra and making that motion just arms. Yeah, so again, right there as we went into that release over, just have a difference in understanding of how you want to utilize your spine in creating that movement. Okay, just detail the transition of how to pick up that flag. Some of us are going down with different legs. Squeeze before that release. Good, really nice timing. On our stage right side of the field, let's be a little more mindful of our intervals as we travel across the field. Be aware of our spatial relationship to our neighbors on each side of us. Nice manipulation of the equipment one-handed around the body, demonstrating strength. Nice use of choreographic choice with the add-in to help pick up what's going on in the music. Again, just a slight variations in our initiation from the end of one choreographic phrase to the next. So let's try to develop a stronger understanding of how we need to engage our muscles and then reinitiate our muscles to be able to execute. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, and just take a look at this ending pose as I scan across from performer to performer. We're each standing slightly different and then holding our flags at slightly different angles. So if we could, we hold here for a while, so it's giving me a lot of opportunity to really critique each individual performer. Students demonstrated a really strong understanding of how to execute the cone. So as our soloist comes out, maybe this isn't quite filled all the way. Would be nice to see if when they're transitioning out, if we could get a little more of their face or performance to the audience as they exit out, or maybe just be a little more character driven. Good, really use both arms when we're doing the portabra. Make sure that motion is coming from the shoulders. I like the little motif that's developing in the choreography with the soloist. And then just as we're fluttering or moving on this transition, again, making sure that we're adhering to a consistent style from performer to performer. If we're wanting that to be, say, a jazz run, that we're all leading with the toe first, we're making that really nice and smooth so the performers don't seem like they're just jogging. Good. Performers have a strong understanding of what's being expected of them in this portion of the choreography. And opening into that nice big double swing flag hit, really strong understanding of timing there. Breaking down a little bit right there as we came up and over. And then as we do those one-handed flourishes behind the head, again, just making sure all students fully understanding how the wrist is going to work to allow them to manipulate the flag. And then just maintaining pathways and planes when we turn, being really cognizant of the hip and shoulder orientation for each performer. And again, same note as the end of the first movement, we do stay here a while, so really take the time to detail exactly how you want the performers to stand, because we have a lot of time to scan each individual performer and see the variety between each person.
Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you so much for your performance. I really enjoyed it. I can see you guys have put a lot of time and effort into this, and I look forward to seeing how much you develop over the season. I hope that you find my comments helpful, and best of luck as you prepare for Pigskin.